Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. 8 years ago, members of the community in Dunlear in County Louth came together to establish the Dunlear Sustainable Energy Community, a member of the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland SEC network. The group's vision was to provide leadership to communities on addressing the challenges of climate change through informing people on actions they can take, the retrofitting of homes and the generation of renewable energy. The team manager is Eugene Conlon.
Okay, the energy team was formed around 2015 as a result really of the community of Dunlear saying, look it, we need to start looking at climate change and particularly at our energy use and forming a group which was part of the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland's Sustainable Energy Communities Network. It's a full network across the country. We were probably in the first 14 or 20 of these SECs. They refer to them as SECs, Sustainable Energy Communities. So we started off then. Now that network has expanded to 800 nationally. And really that's about communities coming together and saying, in order to impact on climate change, we've got to start taking action in our homes, in our schools, in our places of work, and in how we get to and from work in a very much more serious way than what we've been doing in the past.
Since 2016, and in partnership with SE Systems, the Dunlear Energy Team has successfully managed the upgrade of community facilities, local authority buildings, business premises, and hundreds of homes across the North East.
Yeah, since 2016 now, we've brought it up now to 360 homes at this stage. We've retrofitted or we've had an energy upgrade for those 360 homes. And then also on top of that, we've done local authority buildings like the head office of Louth Local Authority in Dundalk. We've also done other commercial businesses and community businesses. There's a lot of GA pitches at the moment are replacing their floodlights around their playing pitches. They're moving away from what was old diesel generators to now low energy lighting, and that's leading to significant cost reductions. So that's what we've been involved in, is trying to encourage, support and actually ensure that these people have good quality installs made. Now, we're a community group. We employ 4 people. We manage the full administration from beginning to end. But we've teamed up with, as you said, SE Systems, because they have 15 to 20 years. They're a private company with 15 to 20 years experience. They can ensure top quality installs that will satisfy the homeowner needs and SEAI grants, because the grants from SEAI at the moment are very significant. So this area, we're starting to, I suppose, do a lot more in this area. But, Michael, there's a vast amount of work to be done. The number of houses in this county of Louth and Meath, the number of houses that are still using fossil fuel oil boilers, and a lot of them only performing at 40 and 50%, is absolutely enormous. We've got to move away from that mode of heating. And that's a critical decision for homeowners to make.
The Dunlear Energy Team is also working closely with their neighbours in Meath County Council. This week we'll see the first of 3 workshops being held, which will bring together sustainable energy communities around the county.
Yeah, the climate change team in Meath County Council, they've set about what they refer to as an activation programme. And it's to say, how do we actually activate communities to move to the step of actually retrofitting more houses, doing the energy upgrade for more houses? So on the 3rd of November, in their headquarters, their head office in Navan, they're bringing together all the sustainable energy communities from across County Meath. I think there's about 16 or 17, along with Philip McCormick, the local mentor for the sustainable energy communities. And they're bringing them together into the head office, along with ourselves, to say, look, how do we actually move to the next step? How do we support, educate and inform homeowners about the grants that are available, but also, Michael, to hold the homeowners' hands through the process? Because sometimes it's frustrating, or sometimes it's, you know, how do I go about this? What do I fail? What about completing forms and all that? So it's a great initiative by Meath County Council. Local authorities are critical the whole thing of tackling climate change, and this initiative that Meath is driving out is superb.
The EU's wind power sector faces serious challenges that require immediate action, according to the European Commission. It has proposed new measures to support the bloc's flagging wind energy industry, which it says faces difficulties in operating profitably and competitively. The Commission has revealed its new European wind power package, which is described as an immediate response to a unique mix of challenges that are slowing down the industry's development. The EU Commissioner in charge of the European Green Deal, Maroš Šefčovič, outlines some of the challenges the sector now faces.
Insufficient and uncertain demand, slow and complex permitting, lack of access to raw materials, high inflation and commodity prices, unsupportive national tender design, increased pressure from international competitors and risks to the availability of a skilled workforce.
And that's all from Ours to Protect for the moment. More details are available on lmfm.ie. Join us again at the same time next week.